Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs and Pastor Merit Assembly of God. A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go out and hang out with the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. In fact, I found out something about them. By the way, they do phenomenal work. They added Space Coast Nursery to their business portfolio as well. And I'd watched a program where they were featured. I think it was called Behind the Laws, Episode 8. If you want to do a YouTube search, you can see about it. But ever since they had opened, I had been saying Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. Come to find out, they're even open till 5 o'clock now on Saturday as well. They had a great promotion. I believe it was May the 3rd. I went out there and walked around, and they had a food truck that was getting ready to open up, and they had little Jesuses that they had positioned throughout the nursery there, throughout the products, and they had people coming and going. So I didn't stick around for a real long time, but if you found one of those little Jesuses, they were giving you a discount as well off of their already great prices. Treasure Your Landscape. So the address, Space Coast Nursery, is 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They have a small display out there of their artificial putting greens that they install. They have a full array of products that they offer through Treasure Your Landscape. Landscaping services, paver installation, installing and managing drains and downspouts, landscape lighting, water features, doing everything from the design to the planting, the maintenance. They want to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. The phone number for Treasure Your Landscape is 321-749-1432. The phone number for Space Coast Nursery is 321-452-5565. And so, if you happen to need or desire to upgrade your exterior appearance, great resource, great people. They're friends of the Refresh radio program. They love Jesus, and they do a lot of work for us around the church as well as at my house. And so we are very thankful for God bringing them into our life. Today we're going to return to Ephesians chapter 1. So I will begin reading in verse number 16 today. It says, "Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know," and here's the first one, "what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come." So here a couple of weeks ago, I was at a pastor's conference. It was our district council, and I had looked at the schedule briefly. It was on the back of the card. But I reverted back to the schedule in my mind that had always been in operation, or at least as long as I could remember. And that schedule said that the first service started at 9 o'clock. And And this district council was operating on a completely different schedule. But for some reason, I thought that it still started at 9 o'clock. And I'm one of those guys that if I'm not 15 minutes early, I'm late. So I was there even before that. And I walk in and it's like, wow, there's virtually nobody here. And I looked at the card and I saw, you know what? I am way early, way early. And so I went back out to my car. There was too many distractions. And I started diving into this particular passage here in Ephesians chapter 1. And so I had brought my notebook. I brought my yellow legal pad. I had a pen in my car, and I had my Bible program on my phone, and I just started digging into Ephesians chapter 1 so that I could bring this teaching to you, that we can pray for one another because God wants us to know the exceeding greatness of His power, His dunamis. And I can tell you, you know, the Assemblies of God believes in the power of God. But here a couple of years ago, I really started, every time I was researching a passage, I kept coming upon this word dunamis, and there's another word that's translated power many times, and that's exousia. That word really means authority. But I kept coming upon this word dunamis frequently. And let me just tell you what my brief awareness was after diving into those passages. And I really did a great deal of research on it. And that is this: the dunamis of God is a far deeper subject, a far more pervasive influence in the lives of Christians than what I was aware of. And I was not ignorant of it. I was pretty thoroughly convinced of it. I just didn't realize, you know, that it was as prevalent in Scripture as I thought there were a few references to it. There turns out there's a lot of references. I preached basically a whole year's worth of messages and still didn't get through everything. So Paul tells the Ephesians, I don't stop making mention of you in my prayers. I want you to have the eyes of your understanding enlightened so that you will know the exceeding greatness of His power. That's primarily what we talked about on yesterday's program. But that's not where it ends. There's another prepositional phrase that is added on there, and it says this: toward us who believe. Toward us who believe. And so that power is not being kept by God in some divine vault someplace under lock and key with 24-hour angelic security guards, making sure that it stays exactly where it is in an inert and inactive capacity. That's not the way that God operates with the exceeding greatness of His power. He says that the exceeding greatness of His power, that He wants us to know, that it is specifically intended to be in operation toward those of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how that makes you feel, but all of a sudden, that shifts the focus from the possibility of being overwhelmed by the enemy to being overwhelmed by the power of God, the blessings of God, the goodness of God, the greatness of God. So I am not a very liturgical person. I'm not, you know, I am a very easy-go-lucky type guy. I'm very driven, but I'm not very formal. I can do it, but as soon as I can get out of the formal mode, I do. And so to give you an idea, my son and daughter-in-law, I was the one that performed the wedding ceremony for them, and I got all the way through to the ceremony, and I was ready to say, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time I present to you Mr. and Mrs. And so I wanted to look down at the paper, my little guide sheet that I carry up there, and I looked down there, and having, you know, gone through this a number of times, I saw, I present to you for the first time Mr. and Mrs., and all of a sudden my eyes teared up with tears of joy. My voice cracked, and it you know, wasn't because I was sad or anything like that. And then I said, oh, man, I almost made it all the way through without crying. And, you know, that's just where I am. I just really try to go through life and have as good a time as possible. God wants the exceeding greatness of his power not to be some formal thing, but instead, he says, I want it to be active. I want it to be specifically targeted to where the exceeding greatness of the dunamis of God is working toward believers. Toward believers. So, back to my story. I like to go up to people who may not know that I'm right there behind them. These would be guys. They would be friends of mine. And if they don't know that I'm there, I come up from behind them, and I grab them with my arms, and most of the time I can get my arms around them, and I say, may the goodness and the blessings of God come up from behind you, grab hold of you, and not let you go. And that's the will of God for how his power wants to operate in our lives. So today, if you are facing physical challenges, I pray that the exceeding greatness of God's power, his power to heal, will be in operation toward you as a believer in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If you have unsaved loved ones, I pray that the exceeding greatness of God's power to save will be in operation toward you and your family, that they all may be believers who know the greatness of God's power to save. If you are facing relationships, I pray that you may know the exceeding greatness of his power to reconcile and restore broken relationships, especially among believers. I pray that if you are facing financial challenges, that you as a believer may know the exceeding greatness of God's dunamis in operation in your life as a believer to provide the ability to generate wealth on a supernatural level. That God's, the exceeding greatness of his power will be in operation spiritually, financially, emotionally, intellectually, that your steps will be ordered and that you will be accompanied by the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the entire entourage of his blessings, that they will be in operation with a full demonstration of his power. So about a month ago, might not have been a month ago, it may have been a little less than that, I was outside for a nighttime rocket launch. I've seen a lot of launches. There's some people from my church, and they just love to go out and watch almost every launch. When my wife and I moved to Florida, we walked out of a restaurant one night. We didn't even have a place to live yet. And as we walked out the front door, there was a space shuttle that was launching off. It was a nighttime launch. And nighttime launches have been some of my favorite ever since. And this family in my church, they love launches. They, a lot of times they'll give me updates on when the launches go off. And I saw this one nighttime launch, and it was absolutely stunning. And I began to try and count the different trails of flames that were coming out of the various rocket engines. And I was used to seeing a very compact and almost a singular plume of flames. And this time it looked like there must have been five or six. I really don't know how many there were. The flames formed this nice little V pattern. Then all of a sudden the colors began to change. I assume that meant that, you know, the fuels were changing, the temperature was changing. It was absolutely stunning. And the power of the thrust of that rocket being launched into space, you know, it shakes the ground, there's concussions in the air, windows shake, doors rattle, mothers pull small children off the streets, things that's an old David Meese line. And just the beauty of that, it was something that's like, you know, that's worth coming out and seeing. That is so beautiful. But the beauty is a byproduct of the power that was created by an engineer inside of that rocket. There's a specific target of it to launch into space when I think that was releasing a bunch of satellites and things like that. And so there was a window of a launch opportunity, and then they were going to be strategically placed. I want you to know that the most powerful rocket that has ever been launched pales in comparison to the exceeding greatness of God's power. And the exceeding greatness of his power also has a target, and that is to be in full operation in your life and in my life, to release spiritual victory and spiritual benefit into the lives of believers, that we may know the power of His Word, the power of His love, the power of the faith that He has given to us to believe in Him and to believe that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think or imagine. The power of God is not meant by God to stay under lock and key. It is not meant to stay a divine secret. It is meant to be released into the lives of believers. And, you know, whenever you see that rocket, eventually the vibrations, the concussions in the atmosphere, those begin to wane. The power of God never does. I pray that if you are just beginning in your journey of faith, if you have been a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for decades, I pray that today, May the 22nd, will be a day of adventure where the power of God shows off in your life to a greater degree than you've ever experienced it before. So what does that power look like? You know, if it's exceeding greatness, if it is His power, and as some of the studies that I've done, that it is beyond comprehension, it is beyond measure, how can we possibly gain a point of reference that gives us a working understanding of what that power looks like? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Paul provides us an answer. According to the working of His mighty power. Okay? And so there we see that what we just talked about, the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, that's according to or as a result of the working, the energy, the operative power, the functioning capacity of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. The resurrection gives us a pretty good glimpse of what the exceeding greatness of His power is that He wants to operate toward us who believe. Now, ultimately, that is going to result in us being resurrected or transported into His presence, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's the ultimate that we have to look forward to. But until then, it is still working. That word working is energy or operative power or function. It is not inert. It is not static. It is not retired. You know, a lot of times when ministers get together, and we've had a few birthdays, I had a birthday here recently, and when your hair has changed from blonde to executive blonde, people start asking you, when are you retiring? And you know, there's just that expectation, and should the Lord tarry, somebody will be called by God to come along and hopefully do a better job pastoring Merit Assembly of God than I have. I wanted to set the bar as high as possible. But eventually, you know, the church existed before I did. The church will exist after I did, should the Lord tarry, because it's not my church, it's His church. But His church is meant to have an operating capacity of the greatness, the exceeding greatness of His power. So we're not afraid to pray for people who are extremely lost and bound in the strongholds of sin. We're not afraid to pray for people, no matter how far away they are from a salvation experience with God, because we believe in the exceeding greatness of his power working toward us who believe, that if Jesus was raised from the dead, and he was, that God can reach down into the deepest pit or into the place, the stronghold with the most formidable chains, and set captives free. We are not afraid to pray for people who are addicted to substances, and those substances are now controlling a life that was meant to be operated under the lordship of Jesus Christ. We're not afraid to pray for them because God can set them free. He can set them free instantaneously by his exceeding power, or he can do it gradually, step by step. We just want to see people set free. We are not afraid to pray that healing would come. I'll be the first to tell you, not every prayer that I've prayed got answered the way that I wanted it answered. It didn't get answered the way that I had thought it might work out best. But I can tell you this. I can thank God for his grace. I can thank God for his faith, that he can be trusted not to be who we want him to be all the time, but who he actually is. And I will tell you that his plan is always the best plan. He, you know, if I've got to insist on having it my way, the wrong person is in charge. I would highly encourage you today, whatever you are facing, if it's health, if it's mental, if it's emotional, if it's spiritual, if you've got unsaved loved ones, don't just think that God is setting up there completely ignoring you. I want to tell you, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that the exceeding greatness of his power is working toward us who believe. He is at work in your situation. Don't think it's a defeated situation. God's working, and he always brings victory. Victory in Jesus is my mother's favorite song. I encourage you, let him work his power in your life. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.